Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. I want you to know that in the first chapter of Proverbs, there is a statement that I think oftentimes mischaracterizes how we are to live with God. The text says in chapter 1, verse 7 in the book of Proverbs, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Now, it's important to recognize that this word fear is not in the sense of trembling because I'm a fraidy cat. This word fear is I am in awe of, I am blown away at the goodness of God. It is this recognition that I have a certain reverence for him. I have a certain love for him. I have a certain understanding of who he is and his power. And as a result, I am in awe, I am blown away by him. It is this concept that when we are thoroughly blown away by the Lord, then what happens is we begin the journey of truth and knowledge. We kind of grab hold of this God-centeredness, if you will. Like the awe, the blown away of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, the way the alphabet is the beginning of reading. I mean, there's no wisdom at all without it. But what is it? Now, there's a kind of awe, there's a kind of fear that is just the dread of punishment, but there's also a standing in awe of someone with the resulting fear of doing anything to grieve or dishonor that person. It is in the second sense that we have to understand the true fear of the Lord. That is at the core how we increase and we admire and we praise and we build great faith and trust in him. It is that second sense of that where we don't want to grieve or dishonor him in any way, where in all of our thoughts, our actions, our words, our deeds, everything we do, it is designed that we keep a constant and healthy awe, a constant and healthy reverence that God is with us. There's no place that we can go that he is not. And he sees, hears, and knows everything that we are thinking and doing. There are only two ways of thinking about life when you get it down to the most elementary position. You can let the Lord be your fear, your center, your life, the Christ-centeredness of your life, or something else will be. Either God's word will be the unquestioned direction and arbiter of truth, or something else will serve that function, like what the public thinks, or what the latest poll thinks, or maybe your own emotions, or science, or scientific reasoning. Friend, listen, either God and your relationship with him will be the thing that you esteem and hold most dear, and every single other thing would be evaluated in light of that, or your relationship to some other thing, money, job, status, fame, that'll define your reality. And you know what I've discovered? That when we allow our mind, our spirit, and our soul to look at the entire world through the relationship we have with God our Father, then we can recognize how to answer this question. And here it is. Do you follow the world's wisdom, namely, that you can understand the world and yourself without reference to God our Creator and Sustainer or his Word? Or have you thoughtfully even rejected it? Friend, listen, let this be your prayer today. Lord, I want to make you my fear rather than be both intimidated and enticed by things of this world that cannot hold a candle to your power and your glory. God, make yourself a living, bright reality in my heart today that I might in every way be in awe of you. And then tell the Lord, Lord, I'm so grateful for you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you joined me on today's weekday podcast, and I can't wait to see you back again here later. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.